Madoff's financial chief pleads guilty to fraud. Frank DiPasquale says he knew for about 20 years that he was engaged in wrongdoing. No kidding. Couldn't he have blown the whistle? And the poor Mona Lisa clubbed with some crazy woman throwing a mug at the Mona Lisa, Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece. The Mona Lisa survived, I'll explain. Swine flu has slammed into Costa Rica big time. 718 confirmed cases, including the president, Oscar Arias, has the virus. Eunice Kennedy Shriver dead at 88. Five kids, 19 grandchildren. And the birth of Special Olympics. We'll talk about that. Fair or foul, an Illinois man faces 6 months in jail. Why? For yawning as a spectator. I guess he was bored by the drug case that was unfolding. Now he might be in the clinker himself. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And by the way, who said cool things don't happen at night besides this hip happening show? You could walk outside right now, or if you're cruising around, I want you to look up, pull to the side of the road, though, please. I want you to look up the Perseid meteors are in the sky, and depending on where you live, you might have a fabulous view. If you are watching anything like that unfold, please call the show, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I can tell you, in the breaks, I'm running out to look for myself. Actually, I could look out my picture window, but I think I'd get a better view if I run out the door. So I'm going to leave my plush studio and do that. And I'm going to ask Donovan Madsen, my man, my backup, the technical director here for America Tonight, to run out of his own studio in Minneapolis and look up into the sky, and we'll see across America if any of us can see these special meteors. I think it's so cool, and it's like a star show right before your very eyes. Hey, more than 1,000 people showed up for a town hall meeting in Pennsylvania. What a showdown that turned out to be with Senator Arlen Specter. And things were pretty nasty for another senator in Missouri, Claire McCaskill. I want you to hear what it sounded like when she spoke to the people about health care reform at one of the town hall meetings.
Don't slam the bleachers. This is a patriotic democracy. It's not a sporting event. The more we can allow each other to talk, I think the more progress we'll make. Okay? Can I see a show of hands of everyone in the room who has Medicare? Everyone who has Medicare. Okay. Now let me ask you to raise your hand if you have Medicare and you want to get rid of it. Okay. Okay. So we have a whole bunch of folks here that have a government health care program and they like it. And they like it. So, and the irony seems to be lost on people that sometimes the very people who are saying, make sure that the government keeps its hands off my health care, but by the way, don't touch Medicare. That is ironic because, okay, I have to tell you guys, I hate to use my mother's voice here, because I got three teenagers and I got one. But what is it do you think we're going to accomplish if you don't let anybody talk? What is the point? What is the point? Is the point not to let anybody talk? I'm confused.
Wow, and that was pretty mild compared to what Senator Specter went through. We're going to let you hear a little bit of that meeting in Pennsylvania later in this show. So everybody's talking about it. You know this. I've said it wall to wall for the past month, health care reform, health insurance reform, whatever it's being named today. I'll repeat myself once again because I've gotten a ton of emails about this. My problem with what we're hearing is, one, the cumbersome 1,000 pages, who can make heads or tails of some of the things in there, including Specter himself, who last time around confessed that he wasn't even reading it. He had aides doing it. It's the cost thing. the thing that is crippling America, the thing that is killing us, some of us have great health care coverage, it's the cost. So how do you balance that out with inflation the way it's going, right? And there's nothing that I've been able to see on paper that really addresses the costs. And to me, that's at the heart of this discussion anyway. If there's going to be so-called reform, which, sure, I think there's things that can be done, then I think that's what needs to happen. You have to do something with the cost. And that's nowhere in sight in anything that I've read. It's been said, but it's not in anything in ink that I can find. So there's a lot of doublespeak when it comes to what's being pushed on the American people. So I don't blame people. In fact, I applaud people who go out to these meetings to express themselves and to try to find out what's going on. And I hope that we're going to see more of this. Unfortunately, the one thing that happens, especially if it's disorganized, is that you don't have any kind of a conversation. I agree with Senator McCaskill in that. You can yell things out as the meeting's over, or if somebody says something ridiculous, or you completely call bull on something that your elected official is saying. But for goodness sake, there has to be some kind of conversation, or she's right, then you won't get your questions addressed anyway. Wait to find out what the answer is, and then if you're hot under the collar, you can certainly come back. I mean, bravo to people that are finally going. When you have 1,000 people showing up for a town hall meeting, in the past, when Arlen Specter, the senator, was there to talk about anything, did you really get 1,000 people that would go out? I'm going to say no, probably not. Coming up also on this show, something that gets me just furious, just beyond incensed, and I talked about it a little bit on the last America Tonight. I understand the police have to do their job, but where is the line on these high-speed chases? Not too far from where I grew up, and a horrible story happened with a state trooper hit two girls that were out getting milk for their family, and he was chasing somebody and went through the stop sign, hit the girls, and they died. Of course, he was tried, and then he was found not guilty. But it certainly brought to light the idea of police pursuits and the dangers of those pursuits. Now, we just had a horrible thing happen in California right near Fresno in the suburb there, where you have 5 kids, all younger than 8 years old, dead. And 3 teenagers who, of course, were trying to get away from the cops. So another tragedy that has just stunned people in a very small, close-knit town. How does this happen? The kids were going to a game. The car came out of nowhere, speeding, of course, like all get out, and then the police car doing the same thing. So when is it too much? Should there be something on the books that stops this? I mean, this is a tough issue. Remember, it went to the Supreme Court even. The justices ruled in 2007 that suspects who flee can't sue police if they're hurt. It happens in neighborhoods all over America, just like these town hall meetings. Two of the things that we're going to talk about next. There is some pride when it comes to college football, even if the big college near you, you didn't go to it. I bet sometimes you go out and watch the games or even root for the teams. Some interesting odds on college football next with RJ Bell from pregame.com here on ATN.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. By the way, big shout out to Colin, who's listening to us in Vermont. He wrote me a funny email yesterday, and at the end of the email, he said, sometimes you'll go through a week where you read a lot of the emails, and then it's like you skip them. Will you please go to the inbox? I think he just wanted to hear his name on the air. So, Colin, brother, you just got your name mentioned. By the way, Colin is a big fan, big fan of Penn State, because I was mentioning, of course, here we are back to football, thank goodness, college stuff and the pros, but there's some interesting preseason odds. In fact, some might call them shocking odds. I thought so, and I had an interesting discussion when I was on vacation with a guy who felt that his conference, frankly, was getting jobbed. Who better to talk about this stuff with than the great RJ Bell from pregame.com. If you haven't been there, check it out. It is an incredible resource. I mean, there is so much information on that website. Hey, no offense to all my buddies at ESPN, but I think it blows their doors off. Let's go to RJ. Hey, RJ, how you doing?
Sounds good. I should have tape recorded that and use it at the site.
Oh, we'll get it to you. Don't worry.
Awesome. The fact is ESPN, clearly they do an amazing job, but what we specialize in is sports betting info, and that's something really ESPN doesn't focus on, and it gives us a niche.
Let's talk about that. The USA Today had their college football poll out, and people have been dissecting it now. And in looking at it, I don't know, you look at Florida, 5-1, right? USC, 13-1. Texas, and of course I know some people from the McCoy family and others that would disagree, 14-1. Oklahoma, 14-1. And Ohio State, 19-1. So what's the deal with the Gators? Are they just that bloody good? And I know what you're going to say because I know where your allegiance lies. But are they just that good that that's how it flipped?
Well, it's pretty amazing just how favored they are this year. They actually have a better chance as a team to win the national championship than three separate BCS conferences. They have a better chance in the Pac-10, a better chance in the ACC, and a double the chance of the Big East. Florida's chances are about 17%, according to Vegas, and the Big East as a conference is only 8%.
Yeah, what? Well, and of course the Big East, you know, you can talk about some of the teams in the Big East, but I don't necessarily think that that number's fair, but maybe I'm wrong. Explain how you arrive at that number.
Well, what we did was this, is Vegas puts out future odds on all the teams. So Florida might be 3-1 and Team X is whatever. Well, what people don't realize is the commission that the sports books charge, and not to get too technical, is embedded in that price. They're charging you to make the bet. So we do an analysis, remove the commission, and get the true odds for all the teams. And once you have the true odds, you're able to just sum them up for each conference, and then you can say, okay, this conference's chance is certain percent. For example, if you take all the Big 12 teams and add up all of their chances, it comes out to 20%.
Wow. I can't argue with that math. I'm scribbling this down right now. It's funny, too. Something else that you talk about as far as Vegas is concerned, TCU made it to 17 in the USA Today poll. Now, I've been out and actually seen TCU, and I don't agree with that ranking either. Mississippi was also in the top 10, actually. I think they're overrated, and obviously Vegas does, too. Why?
Well, if you look at it, those are the two teams who are in the top 25 in the USA Today poll. But now Vegas put individual odds on 54 different teams. And amazingly, Mississippi was not one of the 54 teams, and neither was TCU. So two of these teams in the top 25, according to USA Today, aren't even considered one of the top 54 teams by Vegas.
Wow. Who do you think's underrated? Who do you think's underrated across the board?
So there's a flip side. Then the highest rated team on the Vegas poll, let's call it, is Miami of Florida, who isn't on the USA Today poll. So Miami of Florida is not even in the USA Today top 25, but Vegas thinks they're the 15th best team in the country.
Yeah. There's something interesting, and you talked about this and mentioning it, talking about your formula at pregame.com, removing the commission, of course, charged by the sports books. Boy, that really changes a lot of odds. And is this, and you explained that to us, is this something that we see in other sports as well?
Yeah, every time, if you just see in the newspaper or something, someone copies the odds from a sports book, and hey, that's interesting information, but it really doesn't tell you what the true chances are. It tells you what the sports book is willing to take bets at, and clearly they're not only willing to take bets when they have a big advantage. So by removing the odds, you get the actual, by removing the commission, you get the actual odds, and it really tells you, for example, that Florida has a 17% chance, and a team, you know, that you might even think has a pretty decent chance, like Alabama, Vegas says they only have a 2% chance of winning it.
Yeah. Do you think this year is going to be a big year for college football? It feels like it's really building up to that to me, RJ. I mean, I'm jaded, as you probably are in your own way, because we're giant sports lovers and make a living on sports. But it feels like it. It feels like there's massive momentum heading into this one.
I think there's two main factors. One positive and one is a coin flip. The positive is you have Tebow coming back. You have the Texas quarterback coming back, the Oklahoma quarterback, some of the best players in the country. And this is the flip side of, let's say, college basketball, where the best players leave pretty much every year. And here you've got three of the best-known players in the country back again. So the fans get a chance to get to know them, care about them, and I think that's very positive for college football. The second factor to me is the BCS controversy. Is there's so much talk about teams like Boise and should they have a chance to win it all in last year's situation and the whole thing about a playoff. And that could, you know, increase the interest, but it also could lead to a backlash. So I think that's a coin flip, but certainly the returning stars is a very positive thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do you think there should be a playoff? Do you like the idea of a playoff?
I like anything that you know makes a sports fan excited, and to me, clearly is. I mean, and again, I'm in my late 30s, so I remember before the BCS is. I remember on January 1, all of those games mattered. They were all big games, and for some reason, when you have a team like Alabama, who's you know playing a BCS game last year and didn't seem to care. You know, if the players and the coaches don't care about any game except the BCS championship, then how is the fans going to care?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Absolutely. Who's your favorite team? Wink, wink.
Well, you know, since I'm an Ohio State graduate, I root those guys on. Unfortunately, I've been to 3 national championship games with them in the last 10 years, and I've only got 1 winner. So a great team, but they have a little trouble in that biggest game.
Yeah, no kidding. Pregame.com, as I said, is just blowing and going. How long have you guys been around now?
You know, Pregame's been since 2005, but I've had before that, I've been in Vegas since 98.
Ooh, 98. So you're like a veteran, and for people listening to us, if they know anything about Vegas, when you move to Vegas and you start to get around, you start to know people, it's the land of comps, so I guess you're heavily comped.
Well, you know, that's true. I play a lot of poker at the Bellagio, but it's really one of 2 things. You either got the guys that's been here for 40 years, and they're in the minority, but there's a lot of them, or you got the guys that's been here for like 10 months. And once you're here for like 3 years, you're probably above average.
Yeah, that's true. And notice, and you have your same name, but usually people change their names too.
Yeah, I guess that's after a bad losing streak, maybe.
Yeah, no kidding. RJ Bell, always a pleasure to talk with you. We'll have you on later in the season. I can't wait for the NFL. It'll be a lot of fun. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Fun with you.
All right, RJ Bell from pregame.com. And like I said, it's funny and it's fun to look at it because everybody, even if you're not a football fan, a college football fan, you probably root for some team in your area. And that's another common denominator, I think, for a lot of people. And it's interesting to see how the teams are ranked and then ultimately what happens. For the record, by the way, because I'm sure I'll get emails on this, I absolutely am for a playoff. I don't like the BCS system because it doesn't usually boil down to what I think is 1 and 2 playing each other. It is almost like a spectator sport these days when you go to these town hall meetings. We're going to let you hear what it sounded like in Pennsylvania. That's next on America Tonight.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
You're listening to GCS, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944.
1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I am a Republican, but I am, first and foremost, I'm a conservative. I don't believe this is just about health care. It's not about TARP. It's not about left and right. This is about the systematic dismantling of this country. I'm only 35 years old. I have never been interested in politics. You have awakened the sleeping giant. We are tired of this. This is why everybody in this room is so ticked off. I don't want this country turning into Russia, turning into a socialized country. My question for you is, what are you going to do to restore this country back to what our founders created according to the Constitution?
All right, so that's a little bit of the heat that came down on Senator Arlen Specter when 1,000 people showed up at his version of a town hall meeting in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I don't think he expected, I'm sure he expected people to be there, but I don't think he expected to be confronted the way that he was. And again, you hear what the young woman said, who was nervous and was kind of reading from cards. Bravo to her, a stay-at-home mom who could care less about politics. And there she was because of everything that she was hearing. And the one thing that she did say, it's what we say all the time on America Tonight, left, right, undecided, whatever. It's not about that. It's about this is your government. It's your chance to voice your opinion no matter what the issue is. And healthcare obviously is very personal as it affects every single one of us in this country. All right, coming up, we're going to let you have an entertainment moment. It's so rare that we do entertainment buzz on this show, but I thought we'd take a little break and look at the other side of things. Brad Pitt yammering on and on about why he won't marry Angelina. And Kira Sedgwick from The Closer, who I think is a terrific actress, but more to the point, her and her husband, Kevin Bacon, one of the many victims of Bernie Madoff. And she kind of reacts to one of the scripts that was part of The Closer that was kind of similar to Madoff. And it's a little pretty funny exchange with Conan O'Brien. I'll let you hear a little bit of that as well. But first, we go to the dungeon. And who are we going to put in the dungeon? Boy, there are a lot of candidates. But as somebody who covered sports for a very, very long time, and I still do, I'm so disappointed in this man. Did you hear the story about Rick Pitino and the fact that he had sex with a woman? And, okay, so he had sex with a woman outside his marriage, whatever. But apparently she was trying to extort money out of him. And he felt like he had to go to the police, went to the police. And also, too, because she was threatening that she was going to say that she was sexually assaulted, rather. So he told police that he had sex with her and that he also paid for the abortion that she subsequently had as well. I'm sure Rick Pitino, he didn't want any of that to come out, but naturally it was part of a police report, and all of it, of course, was made public. So the Louisville men's basketball coach had to cop to that, in other words, and saying that he had sex with her in a restaurant 6 years ago, because here she is trying to get money, millions and millions of dollars from him. And she told him 2 weeks later she was pregnant. He gave her $3,000 for the abortion. The local paper in Louisville reported on its website that he told the cops that he had been drinking in a restaurant and he had a relationship, you know, relations with this woman, Karen Cipher, in 2003. The coach is denying the allegations that she's saying that he raped her after the restaurant closed and at another time somewhere else. But she reported the rape allegations to the police just last month, and a Kentucky prosecutor said the complaint wouldn't be prosecuted because, of course, they didn't have the evidence for this. So she's pled not guilty to federal charges of lying to the FBI and trying to extort $10 million from Pitino, who, of course, is married. And Pitino told her when they met again that he had five kids and that he didn't know what he wanted to do, according to her. And, I mean, it's just nasty, sordid stuff, and it's unfortunate because he's another one of these guys that plays up the family card, and, you know, he's this revered coach in some circles, certainly. And what everybody does in their private life, that's their own business. It's just the hypocrisy of when you hold it up. And he's somebody that I interviewed a couple of different times about hoops, and we didn't talk too much about personal things, but we talked about hoops. So disappointing to me, I think. Pitino finished, remember, his eighth season with the Cards, leading them to a 31-6 record in the Big East regular season and, of course, tournament titles as well. If you remember, his team lost to Michigan State in the regional finals of the NCAA tournament. So what does the school do? They have to react to this, and that's the thing. Then this all comes out, and it's always the kids who suffer. Because, you know, you're the kids of this guy, and this is all over the newspaper, Pitino, and it's all sordid, nasty stuff. Almost reminds me in a different way of Governor Sanford and what his sons had to read and had to hear at school. And even his own son was an assistant who left the program after last season to hook up in Florida with Billy Donovan. But imagine what this family is going through. So the school president said that, hey, the thoughts are with the family. It's always the kids that have to deal with the fallout of the father mother's mistakes, especially when they're high profile people. So for that reason, sadly, Rick Pitino, we feel like we need to put you in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, somebody said to me, what a great role model for those student athletes Pitino has become. And then somebody else mentioned, and I even saw this on a blog, what is the deal with these cases of if some of these guys cheat? And in this case, he paid for this abortion. Where is the common sense? We talk about AIDS. What about the whole condom thing? I don't know. So he met her at the bar, all that other stuff, booze involved, and eventually, because of the fact that he was going to be outed, and then she was, of course, claiming rape, then there was no choice there, and that ultimately was going to be the outcome. We moved to something completely different. Speaking of marriage, Brad Pitt is often asked, after all these children, the children he has had with Angelina Jolie and the children they have adopted. When are they going to take that walk down the aisle? And he says it's only going to be when everybody in this country gets to get married. And here's what recently he said to a reporter on CNN.
Well, you speak at length about the importance to you to not marry Angie until gays can get married.
Yeah, I certainly don't think anyone's got any right to tell someone else what to do with their life. It bugs the f*** out of me, to tell you the truth. And there's no more time for that, no place for that.
Why that cause? Of all the social injustices happening in the world, why align your potential for marriage with the gays?
I don't know. You know, I really, truthfully, I said it kind of as a one-off, you know, just off the cuff, taking a dig at people, you know, telling other people how to live their lives. And I got so much response from it, positive and negative, which was really interesting to me. And we decided that there's more to it here.
Yeah, good for you. You're the kind of guy that keeps like supporting what he actually believes.
You know what? I'm not going there. That was too much. No.
I think only
Barbara Walters get that out of me.
Hey, you gotta love that. At least the reporter tried. He got him to talk about the whole idea of supporting the fact that homosexuals couldn't get married in this country, and it's that fight in California, obviously over what happened with Prop 8, and it's what he said for the last couple of years. All right, we move on to Kira Sedgwick, and she was on Conan O'Brien. And, of course, Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick were ripped off, one of the many famous people that made the Madoff list. There were many people that made the list that didn't have a lot of money and weren't famous, but they were one of those high-profile couples. She's on a hit show on TNT called The Closer, and I guess one of the episodes kind of mirrored what happened in her own life. And here's that exchange.
I'm sitting here with Kira Sedgwick.
Wow, all of a sudden I'm like, wow, there's a lot of...
What are you doing?
Boobs.
What?
I'm just seeing the boobs and the... Sorry. A lot of them.
You just noticed that?
No one... Why don't my friends tell me?
Anyway, what? You had no idea before you came out here? I thought I was wearing a nun's habit. What happened? What is this? Who did this to me? I have to ask you about something. It's not the most pleasant area, but it was all over the news that unfortunately that you and your husband had some investments with Bernie Madoff.
Right.
And that obviously things had not gone well.
Right.
And which is very unfortunate. But then I hear that the opening episode of The Closer this year involved a character who's very much like Bernie Madoff,
right,
getting killed.
Yes. It was a brutal, messy, messy murder.
Did you write
like,
this episode?
I mean, cut off legs.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It stuck in a Ponzi scheme,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not write the episode. And in fact, I'm such a dumb blonde sometimes that I was like, I wonder if this has anything to do. So it took me a little while.
His name was Ernie Dadoff in the show.
But, you know, sometimes my creator has a wicked sense of humor, because then right after that episode, actually, Brenda's cat begins to go down the tubes. And my cat had actually just died. This is really funny, right? It's funny.
No, funny. But I'm curious. So you're the creator of the show. Is something happens in your life and he throws it right into the show?
Well, yes. I guess so, you know, and then there's no method involved. I just have to, you know, just go with it.
Yeah. Well, I would think that...
All right, a pretty funny exchange between the two, as you could hear there what she was talking about. Coming up on the flip side, news you can abuse this day in history as we turn another page on the calendar. And who's celebrating a birthday?
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com.
PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A little Madonna action, a throwback, if you will. Hey, everybody, Kate on America Tonight. We didn't get to those emails again. Oh, how do we forget the emails? I promise on our next show we will get to the emails. Literally, I will go through them. I have gone through them, but we will talk about them on the air. Hey, coming up on the show and our next show, besides that, we'll talk to DJ Frost, our pilot expert, who's flown internationally and domestically, and he's gone down that Hudson route that the airspace is being described as the Wild Wild West after the helicopter, the tourist helicopter, slammed into, or a plane slammed into that helicopter and killed 9 people. Such an awful story over the weekend. And there are a lot of things to talk about when it comes to aviation, so he's coming up. Also, Sarah McDonald, later in the week, she's a filmmaker, and she has a cool new horror film that's coming out that was actually shot in Canada and also a music video. And I don't want to give away all the details, but she's going to join us, too, and talk about that whole process. And then we have the star. And this is so, I mean, how often do I talk about reality shows? But we have the star of a new reality show joining us on Sunday's America Tonight. Plus, we have some doctors coming up to talk more about healthcare and where we're headed and what's being discussed and a few other surprises as well the following week. August is a big month to discuss healthcare reform, obviously, as well. Time for some news you can abuse. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it just doesn't make any bloody sense. Check this story out of Joliet, Illinois. Some drowsy spectators in one of the Chicago courtrooms started to get some guff from the judge, particularly one guy who was trying to stifle his yawn but couldn't. So 33-year-old Clifton Williams is facing 6 months in jail for making what court documents call a yawn-like sound in Judge Daniel Rozak's court last month. The yawn happened as Williams' cousin, Jason Mayfield, was being sentenced for a drug charge, and the judge decided it was inappropriate and couldn't be tolerated, so decided it was time to take action, and the action was to sentence the yawner to try to go after the yawner for 6 months in jail for yawning and disrupting the courtroom. I was thinking about this, and, you know, there was a brief time I worked for a station called KSBY in San Luis Obispo, California, and I always seemed to get the court cases, and they would drag on and on and on. And I'm not kidding. You'd look around the courtroom. Not only would half the relatives of the people be asleep, but the reporters from the newspapers would be asleep, and really probably the TV people would have been too, or yawning, except for that they had to go and do live shots. So this guy got caught, and they decided, since it had to do with a brother, he was found in contempt of court and is going to have to do 6 months in jail. He could go free if he does apologize, however. By then, he will have served 21 days by the time that comes up. I'm just thinking he's going to apologize. I guess he was actually kind of loud and boisterous, and this was kind of one of those lesson things. If people want to disrupt the court, at least in this judge's case, he was going to have none of it. Strange story about this woman who says she was bitten by otters. Don't know if you heard this one or not, but otters, when you think of otters, you think of kind of gentle creatures that are on the, you know, going along doing their thing in the water. I can think of seeing some otters at one time, you know, how they swim on their back and just very kind of serene looking. I guess they're not. An Austrian woman who was on vacation in Wisconsin is getting rabies shots. She said she was bitten by the otters while she was swimming in the lake. And she told the Duluth News Tribune that she was swimming in a place called Lake Owen last Wednesday when three otters suddenly appeared. She felt a little bit concerned, so she swam to shore. When she got there, they were there, apparently, one on the right leg, one on the left leg. They swam off when she shook her legs, but not before biting her 8 or 9 times. She went to a hospital. Doctor started a series of rabies shots, and I guess they visit this lake every summer. Has anyone ever heard of that before? Otters? Have you ever heard of that, Donovan, of an otter biting a person? I've never heard of that before.
It's news to me.
It's kind of scary to think of it because imagine you see them, and like I said, I certainly have the idea that they're gentle creatures and nothing can happen. And she's saying and obviously she has the bite marks. She's swimming back and she gets bit on both legs. Ooh. Worse than Shark Week, I guess. All right, time for this day in history. How many days do we have left in the year? Well, if you're keeping track when I do this little segment, 141, yes. So you better start shopping for, Halloween costume, ingredients for Thanksgiving Day. Well, I guess not. You can wait till the day before Thanksgiving and run out and get those, right? And then, of course, Christmas shopping or Hanukkah shopping or Kwanzaa shopping or whatever kind of shopping you do. There's less than 6 months before before the Christmas holidays. Wow. So in 1909, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, home to the Indy 500, first opened. Ever go to the Indy 500? Supposedly an incredible hoot to be there for all the action. In 1898, fighting in the Spanish-American War actually stopped, came to an end finally. 1953, the Soviet Union conducted a secret test of its first hydrogen bomb. In 1978, Pope Paul VI, who had died August 6th at the age of 80, was buried in St. Peter's, Basilica. He's a popular pope. A lot of people refer to Pope Paul VI a lot, actually. 1981, IBM introduced its first personal computer. Boy, they really lost the wars there, didn't they, when you think of the advancements that we've had with the computer. Their first personal computer, the model 5150. 81, it seems like the old days, doesn't it? 85, the world's first single aircraft disaster occurred as a crippled Japan Airlines Boeing 747 on a domestic flight crashed into a mountain that killed 520 people. And they still couldn't figure out how they didn't see the mountain. It had something to do with the flight controls. 5 years ago, in a stunning declaration, I can't believe it's been that long, New Jersey Governor James McGreevy announced his resignation and also acknowledged that he had an extramarital affair with another man. Also, the California Supreme Court voided nearly 4,000 same-sex marriages sanctioned in San Francisco between February 12th and March 11th of 2004. Cue up the music, maestro. We have birthdays. Can't be much of a birthday for this guy, but New York Giants former, anyway, wide receiver Plaxico Burress turns 32. Also celebrating a birthday along with Burress is actor George Hamilton, the guy who is eternally tan. I know you know him. He's 70 years old. Remember he was on Dancing with the Stars? He actually did okay on Dancing with the Stars. One of my favorite tennis players of all time. He is retired, of course. Tennis player Pete Sampras, 38 years old. I thought it was classy that he showed up at Wimbledon to watch his record be broken by Roger Federer. He usually doesn't come out for those tournaments. Actress Rebecca Gayhart is 38 years old. She's married to one of the guys on Grey's Anatomy, one of the hunks. Can you guess which one? Jazz musician, I like this guy, Pat Metheny, is 55 years old. Singer Kid Creel is 59. Actress Dana Ivey is 68 years old. Former Senator Dale Bumpers, I love his last name, Democrat from Arkansas, is 84 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, former NBA All-Star Antoine Walker is 33 years old. Imani Haikam from Everybody Hates Chris. Or no, it's Imani Haikam from Everybody Hates Chris, if you've ever seen that show. It's actually funny. 16 years old. Oh, that's a great birthday, isn't it? Actress Maggie Lawson is 29 years old. Rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot is 46. Actor Peter Krause from 6 Feet Under is 44 years old. From Dire Straits, Mark Knopfler, the rocker, singer, musician, 60 years old. Actress Jennifer Warren is 68 years old. If you're into country, country singer Danny Shirley celebrating 53. Actor Casey Affleck, of course, the brother of Ben, is 34 years old. He was good in those movies, the Ocean's movies. He was very, very funny, I think, in those movies. Happy birthday if you're celebrating.